Yeah, the second week of the EPL underway and has been played. And to join us and to talk a little bit about that is Robbie Slater. Good morning, champion.
Good morning.
Morning, Indigo. How are you, darling?
Good.
You're getting ready for school?
Yes.
How is...
My daddy hasn't done research from last night.
He hasn't done his research.
No.
Well, you know what? We don't find that strange at all. We expect nothing different from your daddy.
He was drinking beer.
Oh, Gary, give up.
I went to teppanyaki.
Oh, Terry, where was that? Sorry.
Teppanyaki.
Oh, teppanyaki. Oh, what about that when they did throw the ice, the rice at you?
We're throwing the thing.
Oh, I know. Did you catch it all?
Yes. Yeah. Oh. I got it in my mouth.
Oh, that's good. You don't want it to go on the floor.
He's my daddy.
Oh, thank you, Indigo. Actually, no, you stay on, Indigo. This is a better conversation.
What about that, drinking beers? I wasn't drinking beers.
She knows you too well, Robert.
How flash are kids now?
A couple of beers at teppanyaki, there's nothing wrong with that.
No,
how
exactly
flash are
right.
kids now, they get teppanyaki.
So before we get on to the Premier League, I had a great weekend, and it's FFA Cup week, of course, and we'll be talking on Wednesday morning before the FFA Cup round of 16 starts on that evening. But it's been a lot, and I know you do a lot of that, Laurie. A bit of grassroots football on the weekend. Went down to Cromer Park and watched all the grand finals from the local Northern Beaches, and then went across to Linfield, watched some of those.
Oh.
And it was really good. But, gee, you get some parents to get fired up.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Hey, it's unbelievable.
That's in every sport, Rob. Every sport.
Even one of my good mates, you know, the paramedic, my personal paramedic.
Yes.
Well, his son was playing and good old Ben, they won their grand final. But, mate, he was jeering. Like, the opposition had a free kick and this young fellow, you know, he's only 14, he's about to take a free kick and he started jeering him.
Come on.
Like, not loudly, but I looked at him and I said,
"Poor your head in.
You can't be doing that." And he wasn't on his own. There was a big crowd there. But anyway, it was good for grassroots football. It was good to be a part of it.
No, it's always good, mate, to get out there and support it. And they'd appreciate it too, mate, seeing you out there.
I love watching park stuff of anything. I'll stop and watch.
Because you know what you get? And I was watching some of these kids, like, you know, when it's under 14, Boris Kalani against Mossman or Wakers. But the passion with what, you know, one little fella, someone scored, and they're all grand finals, of course, so they're already up for it. But, you know, they conceded the goal, he grabbed it, and he ran to the halfway line, and you know, he's telling all his teammates, "Come on, we can do this." And it just shows you, it doesn't matter what level you play. It is great to see that competitiveness and the smiles on kids' faces. It really is brilliant.
Yep, I'm with you, Rob. It's a good experience. There's no doubt about that. Pep Guardiola, he actually copped it pretty well, mate, the VAR. He just said, "Oh, well, it is what it is." But, you know, it's going to cause some controversy throughout the year.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people need to know that the handball rule has changed now as well.
So,
you know, before when we talked about body positions and, you know, is it a natural position? A handball now in the penalty box is a handball.
Regardless.
So whatever happens from now on, you will see that if the ball hits the hand in the penalty box, it's going to be a penalty.
And whether the arms are, hinged to the body. I know the arms attached to the body, okay? But you know what I mean?
Well, in most cases it is.
You know what I mean? It used to be if it was by your side, it was okay. Or if it was accidental, it was okay. But
From now on, it's going to be, if the ball hits your hand in the penalty area, it's a penalty.
Okay.
So, look, the Jesus one, you know, and I saw some people saying, you know, it should never have gone to the VAR. But unfortunately, that's what the VAR is there for. And, you know, it's hit his hand and it's a penalty. It wasn't a goal, and that's just the way it is.
Robbie.
Look, it's only the second game of the season. You know, that's not the... title slipping away from Manchester City. Look, it was a big moment. It was a great comeback from Tottenham. and a bit of a surprise result, because we always expect Manchester City to win. Such is their strength, particularly at home. But they just didn't get the rub of the green.
Yeah,
it's quite funny against Tottenham, because in the Champions League, of course, when Tottenham knocked them out last year at the same venue, they had a goal disallowed in injury time as well. So.
Yeah, I wanted to talk
with the VAR against Tottenham. Manchester.
This is the great example of from the penthouse to the outhouse. This Adrian, I mean, he was the hero of Liverpool, wasn't he? In the Super League Cup, Super League or whatever, the Super Cup. That was a blunder at the back, and all of a sudden, no one's calling out Adrian.
It's funny. Jurgen Klopp forgave him almost. Laughing about it afterwards, but that the only reason he was doing that is because they won 2-1. So they were 2-0 up when Adrian did it. I can tell you that his attitude towards it would have been a lot different if that had been an equaliser or led to a comeback for Southampton to get an equaliser. So yeah, look, he was the hero against Chelsea in the European Super Cup, but he's created a howler, but he's got away with it.
Lampard would have been happy to get a draw. First game at home.
Laurie, sometimes you let yourself down.
Why is that, my friend?
I'm going to put Indigo back on.
Because
can you tell Laurie that a draw at home is not good?
It could have been worse. That was my point. Oh, sorry. All right, Indigo, I believe you, darling. Coming from you, I believe you, but from your father, no.
Frank Lampard is not happy.
Okay, translator. Frank Lampard is not happy.
Right. Well, it could have been worse for them.
Well, I guess they could have lost. But now he's still searching for his first win. Look, well beaten by Manchester United and, a home game against Leicester. And Leicester are certainly not a poor side. They're a side that I sort of class in mid-table where they'll probably finish. But, yeah, he would have loved to win at home. Difficult recovery after that Super Cup. They only had 2 days. But so did Liverpool. But they went to Southampton and won. So Frank Lampard still chasing his first win.
Yeah. How did Matty Ryan go? I know they had a draw. But did he? What was the reports on him?
Yeah, no good. Steady. Not a great result for him, but not a bad one either. No, a draw at home. They had a win in their first game, of course, a terrific performance. I guess the news on the other Australian front is that Aaron Moy did debut, came off the bench. So that's good for himself, of course, and the Socceroos. So we do, as I've said, we only have two players in the Premier League and they're playing in exactly the same place.
Good on you, Robbie. We'll let you get Indigo, your darling daughter, to school.
I tried to get Matthew to have a word, but he brushed it.
Well, Rob, you know what you need to do. You need to be giving Indigo some pocket money for her time that she spends on this program.
I think you're right. And I think I also know what I need to do now that it's been out. I think I've got to have some more beers. By the way, I got a text from the paramedic. He's not happy. I can't.
Off you go.
He didn't give his name up, so that's all right. See you, buddy.
There you go.